Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Deanna Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. I love Jesus more than pizza. I told my granddaughter that recently. You see, we were at our regular Wednesday night pizza joint, and she wondered why I was not partaking. The truth is, I was fasting. But how do you communicate that to a four-year-old? I told her, sometimes I just want to express my love for Jesus clearly, so I stop eating things like pizza to remind myself I love Jesus more than pizza. My granddaughter smiled and said, I love pizza more than Jesus. Well, hopefully in a few years she'll get it. I know this, my Holy Girl Walk eventually ignited more love in my heart for Jesus. Remember, He is the Word. As you become more intimate with Scripture, you become more intimate with Him. Let's pursue that. It's time to really start stacking verses together. We'll continue to memorize and meditate on Psalm 91, verses 1 through 3. Let me read verse 3 again. For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Yesterday we talked about the snare. Well, God also rescues us from deadly pestilence. In the Hebrew language, this could have been one of two things. The first meaning is a fatal disease. The second meaning is dangerous doctrines about life and living. The second meaning seems more plausible. One reason is because the snare mentioned is not literal. I'm going to go with the deadly pestilence being dangerous doctrine. So many people today are plagued by anxiety because they've entertained dangerous beliefs that are not based on the Bible's inspired Word of God. That's nothing new. One of the first topics Paul writes to his understudy Timothy about is to command certain people not to teach false doctrines and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine that conforms to the gospel. That's from 1 Timothy 1, 3, 10, and 11. Sometime after Paul's first imprisonment at Rome, he must have left Timothy behind at Ephesus while he pursued his journey towards Macedonia. And he gives him this important task to command certain people not to teach what is not true. The false teachers aren't named, they're just called certain false teachers. The names were probably omitted in this letter because it was intended to be a public document. The Ephesian community doubtless knew all too well who it referred to. So how do we know if someone is a false teacher today? Four questions. Are they fruitful, meaning you see people both coming to Christ and growing in Christ through their ministry? Two, does what they say affirm undisputable Christian doctrine like the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ or the sinlessness of our Savior? There are some things that simply have no room for other opinions. Three, do they submit to the truth of God's Word on all matters? In the area of kindness, gender, money management, work ethic, are they aligned with God's truth? And number four, do they ooze Jesus? That's the big one, my friend. If they are true teachers of good doctrine, Jesus will be all over their language and their teaching and flowing out of their heart. Jesus Christ is our hope. All our hopes of eternal life are built upon Him, and Christ is in us the hope of glory. Let's keep getting to know and love Him as we walk and recite Psalm 91, 1-3. Hey, be sure to stop by my Instagram page and let me know how your walk's going. I just love sharing your stories with other Holy Girl Walkers, and you can also leave comments on my Facebook page or email me at danagresh.com. Happy walking, friend.